We're going to continue our series on seven evil spirits from Deuteronomy 7, verse 1 and 2. And we have been really looking at these spirits and understanding what's going on. We can look in the world situation and see what's happening by understanding these spirits. You can look and say, okay, that's that spirit, that's that spirit that in operation, that's coming against Israel because it's that spirit, and understand that. We're looking at the Canaanite spirits is probably one of the biggest studies inside the topic we have on the Canaanites because they were so upfront in the Word of God. Just so upfront, so upfront. We've been looking at that. The Bible talks about, just review about unclean spirits, and the Word talks about the frogs in Revelation 16, 13. Talks about the unclean spirits in Psalm 78, 45, the destruction, the moral decay, the abandonment of judgment, the spiritual unrighteousness, thriving and just flourishing. In Psalm 105, 30, talks about the frog kings and queens. And Revelation 16, 13, and 14, it talks about frogs being plural. And then it talks about the frogs controlling the king. All right, now, we're going to continue this series, and here's another thought inside the topic, Canaanites, in the series, Seven Evil Spirits. We're going to talk about, now this may sound strange, we're going to talk about water lilies. Water lilies, you know what they are, the big water lilies, the lily pads out there in the lakes. Now, the frogs live on water lilies. They live on the pads, right? You know that. Now, water lilies float. They have a lot of big, fat leaves, but they have no root underneath them. They're not attached to anything. They just float around the lakes and the lily pads. Frogs get on them. Now, no root. The Canaanite spirit will create no root of judgment in people's lives. There's nothing to hang on to. The pain that these people have is because there's no hanging on. There's nothing to hang on with. Now, and these lily pads have a connotation of low pain threshold. And the growth process of the lily pad, now I'm not an expert in that, but I know enough that becomes demanding. Well, here's what happens. The pressure is put on individuals by these spirits to drop out, to go off grid. That's, if you roll back the clock back into the 60s, you had the beatniks, and they dropped out. They dropped out. They went to San Francisco. They roamed all over the country. They dropped out. They were dropping drugs, and they dropped out. And it was considered a free lifestyle. They live where they want to live. And they were called beatniks. Now, what happens is that the enemy puts so much pressure, this Canaanite spirit, on individuals. Because remember, it is the king of addictions of all kinds. Just name the addiction. The root cause will be, notice root cause will be the Canaanite spirit. Root cause. It'll be the bottom of it all. then the lily pads are floating with no root under them, with the frogs on top of them, and basically they float everywhere. And that's what's going on today. You see people floating everywhere. They dropped out. They dropped out of society. And the canine spirit comes in, and they get addicted to drugs and alcohol. You see them. You may know someone. There may be somebody in your family. They just kind of drift along. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, Jesus is talking about the seeds. He talks about gloss things, the coins, the boy, the seeds, okay? And in verse 20, he says, "But he that received the seed in the stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and with joy receive it." All right, great. I just heard the word. Yay, team. Yes, all right. 21. "Yet had he not root in himself." He was never discipled. He was never put where Jesus said, "Make disciples." That didn't happen. Happy about being and receiving the word, but has no root, but doeth for a while. But when the tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. So what happens is offended means putting a stumbling block in. Putting a stumbling block in the way. So he has no root. This person has no foundation. He has no discipleship. And he gets tripped up by the problem or the persecution. That's what it says in 21. Tribulation or persecution arises because of the word. So there's no root in this person's life. And they get tripped up. And because of the Canaanite influence, because of the Canaanite pressure, tribulation, persecution, the Canaanite influence, and these people reject judgments. That's why when you talk to them, it's like talking to the brick wall. There's reject judgments. They reject judgments. Oh, nah. Oh, no. New people. So under pressure, with no firmly rooted word or discipleship in their life, the enemy comes in and they become lily pads. They just float around on the breeze, you know, wherever, whatever's happening next. And they're floating, and then they get in trouble, and it causes pain. Because they lost foundations of righteousness, truth, and judgment. They don't have it. So they go wherever's going. They go here. They go there. And because of that, the Canaanite spirit eats them alive, just eats them up. Listen to Psalm chapter number 96, verse 13. See, it says, "Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." So the lily pad people, it's just floating around with the frog on them, the frog representing the evil spirit. They just go everywhere, just everywhere, just everywhere. They're floating. But the Lord comes with judgment. What they don't have, judgment, they receive because they receive judgment from God. Jeremiah chapter number 4, verse 2. And they shall swear, the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. Look at this. And the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. See, those that have root, those that are serving the Lord, Lord is their Lord. They have a foundation. They have a root. And they understand truth. They understand judgment. They understand righteousness. And they get blessed. They're blessed all the time. Blessings just follow after them. It's like you're running down the street and you look behind you and a blessing's running after you. And the Canaanite spirit operating in people have no judgment. They have no blessing. They don't have anything. And they just float around, party to party, this evil, that evil, one over there. Can't wait to get drunk on Saturday night. Float here, float there. And you understand that. Let me get another shot in my arm. Let me get another smoke of marijuana. Let me do this. Let me do that. Let me go snort a cocaine. Let me go to a sex party. Let me involve myself in this or that. Because there's no judgment in your life. They just don't have it. That's the Canaanite spirit in operation. Romans chapter 2, verse 2. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them that commit such things. See? That's what God is. That's what God does. See, verse 1 of Romans 2 said, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whatsoever thou art, thou judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest dost the same things. See, that's what's happening. You tell these people, hey, you ain't my judge. No. You need the Lord. Don't you tell me what to do, preacher. As a pastor, I've heard that more than one time. You don't know me. You don't know what I do. I do. And that's what the Canaanite spirit does. They have absolutely no judgment at all. That's why. Now think about this for a moment. In the natural realm. They go out and they get tanked up on alcohol. They get in the car. No judgment. They run all over the road, hit somebody. Bang, kills them. I had a friend that was killed. Oh, a very close, basically a distant family member. Her name was Phyllis. Phyllis was on the way back from visiting her sisters. Her brother's married to my first cousin. She gets killed. Well, you know, I was just drinking, you know. I didn't gonna hurt anybody. You know how that goes. And I didn't know I was going down the wrong way. I didn't know that. I didn't see that car in the other lane. Well, you were in the opposite wrong way lane. There's signs everywhere. You're going in the wrong direction. But it wasn't my fault. There you go. Lack of judgment. That's the spirit of Canaanites. Canaanite spirit. Let's go to Proverbs chapter number 10. And let's look at verse number 25. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. See, the wind blows the lily pad and it just blows all over the lakes, just everywhere, fogs on them, just everywhere they go. Big wind comes and finally the fogs are gone and the lily pad's gone. But the righteous is on the side of the lake like a tree planted by the rivers of water and bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Because they have an everlasting foundation. But the spirit of Canaanite just lets people float around. Float around. Let's go to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah. And let's look in Isaiah chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32. See, it's right there, verse number 15. Look at this. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. See what's happening? Maturity. 16. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and insurance forever. Look at this. A person that is not being influenced by the Canaanite spirit, they're prospering in verse 15. I mean, they're just prospering. They're being blessed. Spirit's being poured upon them from on high. The wilderness turns into a fruitful field. And a fruitful field be counted for a forest. I mean, he's just getting blessed and blessed and blessed. Why? Because they have judgment. And the judgment dwells in their wilderness, and righteousness remains in the fruitful field. Or they just get blessed everywhere. Here's what else, 17. Because they're working in righteousness, they have peace. And they have quietness, and they have assurance forever. You ever notice people under the influence of the Canaanite spirit? Always agitated, always running, always doing this, and always doing that, running from one high to the other. Why is that? Because of what I just read to you a moment ago. Why? Because they disregarded judgments. They automatically disregard truth. They don't want righteousness. They lose their foundation in righteousness. And they lose their ability to endure. They just don't endure. They just don't. They're not enduring. Truth, righteousness, endure forever. Righteousness is forged through judgment. Canaanites rest on green foundations, lily pads. They don't endure. They're out with their friends. They're out with this. I'm not saying it's wrong to have friends. I have plenty of them. I have plenty of folks that are my acquaintance. Jamie Hernandez is one of them. And on we go. But that's their life. They want to go to friendly places, another party, another bar, another disco. But it doesn't endure. Frogs are greenish, aren't they? They're just green and slimy. Blessings for God is a result of red, R-E-D, righteousness, the blood of Jesus Christ, and the judgments. Look at this quickly. Here's Psalm 9 again, verse 7. Look at this. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. Yeah, that's what it is. He prepares his throne for judgment. He's preparing you, O child of God, because the Lord in you endures forever. Why? 8, and he shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. That's how you live. The word also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of what? Trouble. The Canaanites don't have that.